Once again, friends, welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And, you know, I'm always bringing special guests to you on this show. And today I have someone that you are going to love to hear from. This is a very special guest, the president of a company that is doing some amazing work with some nutritional supplements that, in my opinion, are some of the most powerful immune boosters and, dare I say, cancer prevention supplements. Now, he can't say that, but I can as the host. We'll talk about some of the immune system benefits of these supplements. During this show, stay tuned. You're going to love this. Now, who I'm introducing here is a man named John Saline, and his company is Mushroom Science. And that's the website, too, mushroomscience.com, based in Oregon. And thanks for joining me on the show today, John.
Thanks for having me.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about your company? Give us the overview. What do you do? What are the products?
Well, what we do is we make super concentrated extracts from various medicinal mushrooms, primarily the mushrooms that we learned about through traditional Chinese medicine. And we're really not doing anything much different than they've been doing for thousands of years. We just do it on a larger scale, 30,000 gallons at a time, doing large extractions that we concentrate it to a powder and pretty much offer the full range of medicinal mushrooms that you find in Chinese medicine.
So those would be reishi, maitake, coriolis,
cordyceps.
Right. Okay. Now, first thing we got to do is share with the listeners the difference between what you do in terms of your extract and then drying that extract versus a lot of companies out there that just take mushrooms and grind them up into a powder.
Correct. Mushrooms have to be extracted with hot water, and that's because the active compounds are found only inside of the cell walls. The cell walls are indigestible. So when you look at the references from Chinese medicine, when you look at all of the published research, the medical and scientific research, medicinal mushrooms are always extracted with hot water to create bioavailable actives, number two, to concentrate the active compounds to effective levels, and of course we dehydrate these to a powder and then encapsulate them.
So how many more times concentrated is your powder versus just grinding up dried mushrooms?
Well, your active compounds in a mushroom are maybe 1 to 2% of the total mass by dry weight. So our supplements compared to an unextracted supplement or a tincture, we're 50 to 80 times more concentrated.
Wow.
So it's a big difference.
That's huge. If someone goes to the health food store and they look at mushroom supplements that are on the shelf, a lot of those supplements are just powdered, dried mushrooms.
Correct.
They're not extracts.
And they're not going to work.
So exactly. They can't be medicinal.
It's unfortunate. Really, the stores don't even get it, unfortunately. But there's a very easy way to tell. You simply look on the label and see if they're giving you the percentage of polysaccharides. If they list the percentage of polysaccharides, it's a proper extract. If they don't, it's not.
Okay, so all of your products list the percentage of polysaccharides.
Correct. And Dr. Stengler, who wrote a book about mushrooms, a very useful book, he actually goes through and gives you the recommended potencies to look for with all the different mushrooms. We send that book out free of charge to anybody who calls the office and asks.
Can you give out that number?
Yeah, it's 888-330-4691. You can also find email contact at mushroomscience.com. Just email or call the office, and we'll send out a free copy of that book.
All right. Now, I think a lot of the people listening to this show are familiar with the healing properties of various herbs, including many mushrooms, and they may be familiar with, for example, maitake. Reishi, I think, is very popular, especially in the raw foods community right now. What are some other products that you have that maybe are not so well known?
You know, all the mushrooms have immune system benefit. Some of them, like the cordyceps, the reishi, have additional active compounds, you know, beyond just the immune-supporting active compounds. Cordyceps is probably fairly well known, but one of the new ones, the Wuling mushroom, the sleeping mushroom, extraordinarily rare, very valuable in traditional Chinese medicine. It has adenosine compounds that promotes healthy sleep. They just figured out a way to cultivate that in the last couple of years, so we're now able to make extracts out of it. Far too rare in the wild to build an industry off of wild-crafted mushrooms. Probably our newest product is, we call it Miracle Z's. It's thousands of people who've been tested in clinical studies using this product, and it works for about 70 to 75% of the people.
It works in what way?
It promotes healthy sleep. within 2 to 3 weeks, 70 to 75% of the people who have had trouble sleeping, insomnia, they're back to sleep, normal, healthy sleep. And the key difference is it does not interfere with the normal brain activity that the research associates with healthy sleep.
Unlike pharmaceuticals.
Exactly. With pharmaceuticals, you're knocked out, but you're not really sleeping.
Right.
So when they track the brain activity through the night, it is the normal progression of brain activity that would be there, you know, minus the sleeping pills.
So isn't this a key difference between medicinal mushrooms versus pharmaceuticals? The pharmaceuticals hijack the body. They interject some artificial chemical into the biochemistry. They interfere with normal metabolism, where Chinese medicine balances the body.
Well, it's like this product. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to achieve consistent healthy sleep. It's not going to work the first night like a sleeping pill, but you're getting healthy sleep. So if someone's willing to wait a couple of weeks, the same with the immune supporting properties of some of these mushrooms, it takes 2 or 3 weeks to kick in, but the benefit is substantial, and it's complementary to good health. It's not interfering with it, basically.
And all the products here, of course, work in that same modality. They work to support the body. I want to ask you about cordyceps in a minute, but first I'm reminded to mention that this is not an infomercial, and I haven't been paid to have you on the show, and I don't earn anything from the sale of these products, so I want everyone listening to know that. Folks, I tried to track John down for the last year to get him to do this interview because I thought this was so important. It's because I think that you need to know about these medicinal mushrooms, especially, in my opinion, if you are looking at cancer treatments, if you're looking at immune system issues. I think you need to do the research on these products and find out how these can help you. But I don't earn anything off of these products. You know, I'm never paid to have someone on the show. But, John, let me ask you about cordyceps. Now, there was a lot of research about this with athletes. What can you give us as sort of the background or the summary of the research on cordyceps?
It took a while to figure it out. You know, it's one of those things where they know it's working, but they don't know how it's working or what active compounds are responsible for the health benefits they observe. But they narrowed it down to what we call adenosine compounds. And adenosine compounds are adrenal modulators. Now, for athletes who compete, who train quite intensively most of the time, especially distance athletes, swimming, running, cycling, it's a heavy strain on the adrenals, you know, the adrenaline gland. And so it's it allows the adrenals to recover more quickly, and the sooner you recover from your previous workout, the sooner you can get back in the gym and train again. But you never train before you've recovered from the prior workout. And so by balancing the adrenals, the cordyceps dramatically increases stamina, energy, endurance.
What about for people who are suffering from chronic low levels of stress? And that's just about everybody in society today. They also have adrenal depletion.
Exactly.
And a lot of people drink coffee in the morning to compensate for that, and that further depletes the adrenals. Is cordyceps something that a lot of people in that situation are using?
Oh, yes. It's it's called adrenal fatigue, and there's a number of different reasons, you know, why people have stress in their lives, but constant stress depletes the adrenals, and that makes the fatigue even worse. Now, cordyceps, it's not going to work overnight, but in most people, within 2 to 4 weeks, it'll balance those adrenals back out. So basically, it just counters the adrenal fatigue, and the effect can be dramatic.
Okay, now we're going to take a break here, John, but when we come back, I'd like to ask you about mental performance with herbs like lion's mane.
Okay.
And I want to ask you if you can talk any about cancer prevention with some of these products. I don't know how much you can say due to regulatory restrictions, but we'll find out when we come back, so stay tuned, folks. You are listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and John Saline from MushroomScience.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, your host in this journey through natural health, natural healing, remedies, things that can help you prevent disease. And today, of course, we are talking with John Saline with MushroomScience.com. This is just flat out my favorite company producing mushroom supplements. I mean, there are really only three companies that I even recommend in this area at all. And Mushroom Science is by far the top with doing these isolated or these single mushroom supplements. So I'm really glad to have you on the show, John. Thanks for being here. Now, before the break, I mentioned that we might talk a little bit about cancer prevention or what to do after you've had a cancer treatment. So what's your take on that? What can you say without getting in trouble?
Mushroom extracts are mainstream medicine in Japan, in China, in Korea. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of studies showing that when you add mushroom extracts to the protocol after surgical treatment for cancer, the removal of solid tumor cancers, it improves health, improves energy levels, helps with the side effects of chemotherapy, and really improves outcome over the long term. We're talking 5, 7, 8 years down the road in terms of how long some of these clinical studies have gone on. And I'm not afraid to say it, they've doubled and tripled survival rates.
Yeah, I've seen this too. I mean, all the research I've done on medicinal mushrooms and cancer have shown that, and this is my opinion, this is my statement, not yours, but that people who take medicinal mushrooms before undergoing chemotherapy, for example,
correct,
have far greater survival rates than those who avoid them.
Well, you know, and it's because the chemotherapy kills more than cancer cells. It kills white blood cells, which is your cellular immune system, your first line of defense. And the mushroom extracts prevent that crash, that immune crash that is typically associated as a side effect with chemotherapy.
Is it fair to say that typically many of these plant-based medicines, just in a general sense, they would protect the healthy cells while still allowing the chemotherapy to be toxic to the cancer cells?
Absolutely, and that's the key, is it? Some oncologists are reluctant to allow their patients to take supplements during chemotherapy, but it's important to note that the research in Japan, and we're talking well-designed studies, placebo-controlled, double-blind, peer-reviewed studies, they have used these extracts concurrently with almost all of the different popular chemotherapeutic treatments. And to a person, the outcome is improved when the mushroom extract is added to the protocol. So there's plenty of good data supporting the use of mushroom extracts concurrently with chemotherapy.
Personally, I think it's a disservice when an oncologist gives somebody chemotherapy and doesn't give them something to protect their healthy cells.
Exactly.
That's doing harm. And I would hope that more physicians would be familiar with protective mechanisms.
Well, you know, I'll have to say, many oncologists now do recognize the value of mushroom extracts. And one of the problems with chemotherapy is sometimes the immune system becomes so depressed they have to stop the chemotherapy. They cannot follow through on the regimen they originally intended. Now, by giving their patients mushroom extracts, they're actually able to give them the full course of chemotherapy, which is kind of strange to me in a way, but oncologists are recognizing the value of these products because of the good research, I think, and so it's becoming more accepted.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I mean, if the mushrooms can support the immune system and keep the patient alive,
exactly,
then they can actually complete the chemotherapy course.
Because it's like antibiotics. With chemotherapy, you want to complete the full course of treatment, and so if the mushroom extracts support immune health and allow that chemotherapy program to be completed, then, you know, that's a positive in the eyes of the oncologist.
Okay, now, and by the way, just as a disclaimer, I want to be really clear to those listening who know me and my work. Personally, I do not support chemotherapy at all, but we are talking about the use of mushrooms in the context of someone who has already decided to undergo chemotherapy. So that's a very important distinction. But let's move off of cancer for the moment, and let's go to mental function and cognitive function. We have an epidemic of a decline of cognitive function in the United States. Alzheimer's drugs are selling like mad. Lion's mane mushroom comes up in a lot of literature in supporting brain function.
Well, they're polysaccharides like the other mushrooms, but structurally they're different. What they're doing is they are preventing the decline of neurotrophins in the brain, and it's the decline of neurotrophins that is associated with the onset of dementia. So it's like nerve growth factor is the primary one, but it helps dramatically in terms of slowing that down and sometimes even bringing the levels of neurotrophins back up to normal.
I'm curious, do many people actually take lion's mane mushroom extracts in conjunction with dementia drugs, for example?
It's still pretty new. The first scientific presentation ever was 2001 at the first International Medicinal Mushroom Conference in Kiev, Ukraine. I was there. It was exciting. They still have a lot of research to do, but to this point, the research they've done has all been very positive in terms of doing exactly what I said, preventing the decline in the levels of neurotrophins. Really, I think it's going to be found to be very useful.
Now let's talk about reishi mushroom, or reishi as it's sometimes pronounced. You have a product called Reishi Gano 161.
Correct.
Sounds really technical. What's the 161 all about?
We developed our own strain. Reishi has two classes of compounds. It has the polysaccharides, which all the medicinal mushrooms have. You know, the polysaccharides give mushrooms their tonic properties, as described in Chinese medicine. In the West, we call that immunomodulating properties. Reishi has an additional class of active compounds called triterpenes, and we wanted a strain. The polysaccharide levels were consistent strain to strain, but the triterpene levels were not. So we developed our own strain. We crossbred various strains of Reishi 161 times before we came up with one we liked. So that's the Reishi Gano 161.
So to put this in plain language, what you're saying is that out in the wild, the mushrooms have a lot of variability in some of the active compounds. But what you were able to do is create a strain that consistently has high levels of
the triterpenes. And they're also known as ganoderic acids. There's over 100 different kinds of ganoderic acids found in Reishi. We just kept crossbreeding different strains until we came up with a strain that had the best constituent profile, the widest range, and highest levels of the different ganoderic acids. And the triterpenes in Reishi, we've been doing research at Bastyr University up in Seattle, Washington, a naturopathic college, and they found really powerful anti-inflammatory properties with the triterpenes in that they downregulate TNF-alpha, NF-kappa-beta. That's just a fancy way of saying it will drop those levels to normal. It's the overexpression of TNF-alpha and NF-kappa-beta that's associated with a lot of, say, rheumatoid arthritis, other diseases involving chronic inflammation. So it's
okay, we will talk more about Reishi, and I'll also give you some more online resources where you can learn more about these medicinal mushrooms that have been used for thousands of years in China and other countries. So we will be right back with John Saline from MushroomScience.com to talk about Reishi and some other products. You are listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We'll be back right after these messages. Welcome back again to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm joined today by John Saline from MushroomScience.com. That's the website, by the way, where you can get a free book about the health benefits of medicinal mushrooms. Just go there. You can give them, you have a form on your website, or what do you have?
We have an email response they can just click on and just type in, like, the free book, medicinal mushrooms, and there's only one free book, so okay. We'll know what they mean.
And is that free in the U.S. and Canada only, or is it anywhere?
We send it out to anybody in the U.S. and Canada. We haven't gotten any overseas requests yet, so.
Well, you will after this run.
Well, we do have an email version, and we do have permission from the author, Dr. Stengler, to email a PDF version.
Oh,
so
good.
That's certainly easy to do overseas.
All right, so even if you're outside the U.S., go ahead and ask for that. That's a great book, by the way. I read that book, and in fact, here's a personal story. There's a physician I know who was diagnosed with cancer, multiple myeloma, very aggressive cancer, and was about to undergo chemotherapy, and I actually gave him a copy of your book.
Not really.
And I said to my friend, you've got to read this book, because if you're going to go through chemotherapy, I really hope that you'll protect your body, you'll protect your healthy cells with medicinal mushrooms or some of the other things that I talk about, like chlorella and superfoods. And so I don't know, you know, what happened after that, but whether he read the book or not, but at least we're all out there trying to share this information.
Well, we've given out over 20,000 copies at this point.
That's so incredible.
We're happy to do it.
Well, good for you for helping to educate people. Now, let's get back to Reishi, and I want to spell that for the listeners. That's R-E-I-S-H-I. This is a mushroom that's very commonly associated with both Japanese culture, Japanese medicine, and of course, Chinese medicine, which dates back thousands of years. And if you read the ancient texts, they talk about harvesting these Reishi mushrooms.
Yeah, it's the premier tonic herb in Chinese medicine.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about some of the active chemical constituents, and I wanted to ask you, because I know that I've read about some of the ways in which these compounds enhance liver function.
Right.
And they reduce inflammation of the liver. Those are some of the things that I've seen. And whereas a lot of pharmaceuticals actually increase inflammation of the liver because they're toxic to the liver.
Correct. It's probably the most beneficial supplement for, like, hepatitis C because of that function that you mentioned in terms of reducing inflammation in the liver. That's probably the one symptom that compromises liver function the most. But by being able to reduce that inflammation, it can dramatically improve liver function. Then, of course, the polysaccharides are working to reduce the viral load. It's a nice 1-2 punch.
Does Reishi also, based on your research, does it help eliminate inflammation systemically, even through the cardiovascular system, or is that not?
Well, you know, they list it in Chinese medicine for reducing hardening of the arteries, for reducing plaque buildup, any kind of chronic inflammation. The reference is, it's represented in Chinese art that's thousands of years old. The oldest materia medica is almost 2,000 years old. They list a variety of ailments that reishi is used for, and a lot of those surround issues involving inflammation.
By the way, I want to mention, too, that for those who travel, if you get on an airplane or you go through any kind of public place like an airport or a train station, you are exposing yourself to all kinds of airborne viruses and various microbes. And personally, I don't get on an airplane now without taking these medicinal mushrooms. I also take rainforest medicines at the same time, by the way. I combine them. And I get on an airplane knowing that my immune system is now protected.
It's a real challenge in terms of the air in the airplane. They don't bring fresh air in. Any viruses are present will simply be recirculated and redistributed through the cabin as you fly. The longer the flight, the more challenge to your immune system. And, if you've finally got enough time and money set aside for a vacation, you don't want to get sick.
Absolutely.
We recommend people start a mushroom extract 1 or 2 weeks prior to the vacation and continue on through the vacation and ensures a healthy vacation.
Sure. Now, can I ask you, where are these mushrooms grown that you use to make your extracts?
We get them from Canada. We get them from Japan. We've got our own farms in China that are certified organic. And then the Agaricus blazei we get from Brazil. So it really from all over the world.
And then you bring them all into a facility in Oregon?
We do some extractions. We have our own facility in China, which is certified organic, GMP certified. The cordyceps we don't make ourselves. The mycelium of the cordyceps has to be cultivated in liquid in a submerged culture. It's just not something we're set up to do. But most of the extractions happen in Japan or in China. And then if we bring the bulk powder over here, and then we have them encapsulated and bottled at a plant in Portland, Oregon. Our warehouse and our laboratories are set up in Eugene, Oregon.
And was it difficult to get good quality control out of China? Because, you know, a lot of people are really concerned now about ingredients in China or contamination.
Well, China's a big country. Just like we have Montana as opposed to New Jersey here in the U.S., polluted areas and pristine areas. China, there's large, large areas that are very clean, basically primitive. We're set up in the center of the country. We're at 3,000 feet, our farms are. We're certified organic by the IMO, which is a Swiss organization certifying to European Union standards, very, very strict. They test the soil and the water and the air for 3 years running, both announced and unannounced tests. That's to get the certification, and then to maintain certification, you, of course, continue to go through that same course of inspections.
So it's very strict.
Very strict, much stricter than the USDA organic standards here in America.
Which many people would argue aren't really much of the standards.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, European Union organic standards are the strictest in the world. So, and you know, again, this is a Swiss organization. The Chinese government has nothing to do with our organic certification.
So it's a Swiss certifying.
It's an NGO, a non-governmental organization. They do organic certification all over the world.
Can you give us a little background about polysaccharides? Because this is where the medicine, so to speak, is found in the mushrooms. Polysaccharides, what are they molecularly? They're very long chains, aren't they?
They're very large. They're called macromolecules. It's a long chain of sugars, proteins, and peptides. And what makes the mushroom-based polysaccharides unique is they're non-linear. They have branching side chains. You know, starch is a polysaccharide, but it's called linear. Non-linear polysaccharides have branching side chains that stick out at a right angle from the main body of the molecule. That side chain is actually docking onto receptor sites on the surface of various immune cells, kind of like a lock and key receptor relationship.
So sort of activating immune cells.
Yeah, it docks right onto a receptor site. There's receptors on macrophage, natural killer cells, T and B lymphocytes. The theory is these receptors are on the immune cells to detect bacteria. Just chance, fate, that these side chains actually fit into those receptor sites, and they trigger an immune response without posing any real threat. So
they sort of wake up the immune system to start doing its job more
effectively. Take mushroom extracts twice a day, morning, evening, so you sort of broadcast an alert twice a day to activate the immune system. And what's interesting is if your immune system is functioning at a proper level, basically the polysaccharides don't do anything. So it's not going to overstimulate the immune system. They're more properly thought of as balancers or adaptogenic as opposed to stimulating.
Okay, I want to ask you about that concept in a lot more detail because that's really crucial. That's central to Chinese medicine.
Correct.
And it is very different from Western medicine, which is chemical intervention.
Right.
But I want to ask you about that because that confuses a lot of people. They say, how can an herb bring something up and lower it? You know, what's this balancing thing? So we're going to do that when we come back. So stay tuned here. And let me give you some brief info here before we go to break. We are talking with John Saline, and the company is mushroomscience.com. And again, you can go on the website, get a free book from them about medicinal mushrooms, and you can also purchase these products in various retail establishments. And do you sell direct from your website?
We sell directly from the website. We also have a little search engine on the website that goes state by state where people can look up their city to see if they have a local retailer that carries the products.
Okay, fantastic. So that's where you can find more information. We'll be right back after the break to talk more about immunomodulation. Stay with us. Welcome back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We are interviewing John Saline from mushroomscience.com, who's got, in my opinion, the most potent medicinal mushroom products that you can find in North America, for sure. Maybe in the world. I actually haven't been in Europe looking around for these, so I can't say for sure about Europe. But from what I have seen, and I've talked to hundreds of companies, this is the most potent product that I have found. And now, on that thought, John, I see a lot of products in the marketplace that I consider to be scams. I mean, products that say, oh, you know, it's a reishi mushroom, but it's really just reishi mushroom ground up dried mushrooms. It's not an extract.
Correct. Every reference in the history of humankind, whether it be from traditional Chinese medicine, Japanese herbalism, Russian herbalism, all of the published research, all of them have mushrooms extracted with hot water. Now, when you find absolute consensus between ancient herbal traditions and the modern medical research, I think that's pretty powerful. And there's just a very clear reason of biological necessity. You just can't absorb the active compounds. You cannot absorb the active compounds out of the mushrooms until they're broken out of that indigestible cell wall. So,
well, and plus, just the issue of potency for what you're getting for your dollar
exactly.
From a supplement. I mean, one of those cheap competitors, you're getting, in terms of active ingredients, you're getting almost nothing. You'd have to take 40 or 50 pills to get the same amount of active
Correct.
Ingredient that's in your product.
That's not even close. And, you know, realistically, the truth is sometimes we're 80 to 100 times more potent. But when I tell people that, they find it
hard to believe.
But it's the truth. It's just, we just take it through. What we do is we go through the clinical research. We look at that as well as the references from traditional Chinese medicine. We follow those recipes. We look at the return on actives. We look at the potencies that they found effective in the research. And that's what we use as our guidelines in terms of quality control standards for making these supplements.
Do you find it frustrating that you have to, that it's so difficult to educate consumers sometimes? Because on the shelf, your product looks very similar in terms of the label to the product right next to you that's only 1/80th the potency. Is that frustrating?
Oh, it's extremely frustrating. You know, the less potent products go for the same price. These companies have millions of dollars left over for marketing.
Right, because there's nothing. The cost of the product
right.
is so low.
They're 1/80th the potency, and they're about 1/80th of the price to produce as well. So it's, I feel bad for the consumers who are people who, because all the companies quote the same body of research, because
right.
the only research ever done on mushrooms has been the research done on hot water extracts. But they'll quote the research on an extract, but that's not what they're selling. But there is an easy way to tell.
Yeah, tell us again. What's the way?
You want to look on the label, and you want to look to see that they're giving you the percentage of polysaccharides. And it's kind of a long word, polysaccharides, but very clearly, we've done a lot of research. Every company in North America that sells a proper extract, and that's a mushroom extract, will list the percentage of polysaccharides on the label. If the percentage of polysaccharides is stated, then it's a good product. If the polysaccharides are not referenced on the supplement facts panel on the label, then it's not an extract, and in my opinion, won't have the potency needed to give you the health benefits you're looking for.
So that just looks like, for example, if someone's taking your Coriolis product, it's going to say What percent is glutamate?
The super strength, we'll say 42% polysaccharide. The regular strength, we'll say 30% polysaccharide. The number isn't that important because the woody mushrooms like reishi will have a lower polysaccharide percentage at 12% than some of the softer mushrooms like maitake, which is typically 30 to 35%, or agaricus at 45%.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you don't need to know the number. As long as they're giving you the percentage,
Okay. Then
it's pretty much, from our experience in any ways, we found that they're good products.
What's the percentage likely to be in a product that doesn't list the percentage?
Half a percent to 1%. Right. But that's almost doesn't matter because your body can't absorb it anyways. So
right, because it would have to break down all the cellulose. And
right. I mean, polysaccharides are the internal skeletal structure of the cell wall.
Okay.
They're inside the cell walls. They're completely encased in an indigestible fiber called chitin. Uh-huh. There's simply no way around it. You have to use hot water to dissolve that indigestible fiber and free up the polysaccharides. They're released into solution, and then you've got something there. You can either drink the tea the way they did in Chinese medicine, or just follow through and dehydrate that into a powder the way we do for making supplements and for the marketplace.
You know, another point worth noting on this is some people may not enjoy the taste of some of these mushrooms if they drink them as a tea. I don't mind them because I really like the mushrooms personally, but for some people, they're bitter.
They are bitter. Reishi's bitter. Some of them taste kind of like dirt.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're mushrooms.
No, not real good, but...
But so in your format, you have them in capsules, and
correct.
Then you don't have to really taste them.
Right. Now, some people empty the capsules out into their tea in the morning, and people who don't mind the flavor, but all of these products are encapsulated. You don't really taste them. It's basically an instant mushroom tea with guaranteed levels of active compounds, but we just stick it in a capsule.
You know, in Chinese medicine, they always say you should taste your medicine.
Right.
If you want to get the therapeutic values, it's supposed to go through your mouth, on your tongue.
There is a little bit of powder on the outside of the capsule. Now, that theory is that the tongue wakes the body up to receive the medicine.
Uh-huh.
So when it hits the tongue, your body's getting ready to receive this particular substance. Now, no matter how long you spend polishing these capsules as part of the production process, there will be a little bit of powder on the outside of the capsule. So we are sort of in compliance with the theories of traditional Chinese medicine, that a little bit on the capsule touches the tongue, that'll awakens the body to receive the medicine.
I noticed that actually when I was taking some of your supplements. There's a little bit of a taste
right
there. Okay, let's talk about immunomodulation, as
okay.
we promised before the break. Well, this is a concept that's very difficult sometimes for Western thinkers to understand, but in Eastern thought, it's very common, and it says that this substance will help regulate, if you have something that's too high or too active, it'll bring it back down to normal, but if it's
correct.
Too low, it'll boost it up to normal.
Right.
Now, how does this work?
Well, it balances, and honestly, it's one of those things where we could look at it and we see it happening, but I'm not really sure how it works, but I do know that that's the effect, that mushrooms don't strictly stimulate. They're used so often in immune compromised conditions that we think of them as immune stimulators because that's what we're using them to do. But they balance. They'll quiet down an overactive immune system. They will raise up an underperforming immune system. And, your immune system fluctuates throughout the day in response to stress, not enough sleep, poor diet, any number of things. You know, it's going up and down, up and down. I mean, the goal with the mushrooms is to get rid of the dips, to keep the immune system functioning at a even level, at the right level. So it's, you avoid problems as opposed to waiting to fix them once you find them.
But this is, of course, completely different from conventional pharmaceutical medicine, which is always trying to hijack your biochemistry, as I say. And control it.
Well, this is where a lot of Western doctors just don't get it. I mean, the research is there. You know, they can give people the extracts. They can measure the immune response. They can show it doing basically as bidirectional. They can show it quieting down an overactive immune system. They can show it raising up to performance if it's an underperforming immune system. And doctors just scratch their heads and say, well, I don't really get that, so I don't think I'm going to use it. And it's unfortunate. But, the whole concept of Chinese medicine is balance. And these really fit right into that tradition in the sense that they balance out systems in the body, and that, in turn, is very useful in preventing chronic health problems from developing.
If you're listening here and you'd like to get more information about these specific mushrooms, I encourage you to go to both of our websites. Mine is naturalnews.com, And you can just enter one of these mushroom names in the search engine there, upper right-hand corner, and you'll find all kinds of articles about those mushrooms. And, of course, be sure to request the free book from John's company, mushroomscience.com. Go on there and you get a free book, and you can learn a lot more about these medicinal mushrooms. And this is really what it comes down to, is education, John. Now, we only have about 30 seconds left, but what future efforts do you have in place to help to keep educating people about the differences between these mushroom products?
Well, we're working on a DVD right now, one for doctors, one for stores, one for just regular folks. And we're going to set that up on the website to stream off the website. So we're working with Dr. Stengler, who wrote the book, The Health Benefits of Medicinal Mushrooms. And I think that the DVD, sometimes a picture is worth a thousand words, in terms of the diagram showing how polysaccharides work, how they interact with the immune system, what to look for on a label, and to know that you've got a product that matches the quality of what was found effective in the research. So I really think the DVDs we're going to come out with later in the year will be quite helpful in that regard.
All right, well, watch for that on mushroomscience.com. We got to run, but thanks for joining me today, John. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
No, thank you, Mike.
And thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We'll bring you some more great information tomorrow. And you've been listening to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with the Health Ranger Radio Show.